starts with L, ends in O.
It's Limo.
Limo.
Yeah. Hey, g'day, guys. Great to be with you again.
Hey,
it's an interesting, funny story from the weekend. Funny for me, embarrassing for someone else. I'm in, as most people are these days, a few different WhatsApp groups. Right? Way to stay connected with people.
The old group chat.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm in a few sort of work-related WhatsApp groups, and there's one particular project that I'm working on. I don't want to go into too much detail for obvious reasons shortly, but there are six of us, and it is a fully professional work WhatsApp group, okay? A couple of people in the group I know really well, a couple I really only have met through doing this project. So a sort of range of people on the WhatsApp group. Anyway, Saturday night, I'm just sort of, I just got home from a friend's birthday party. It's nearly midnight, and phone beeps. I go, all right, it's late on a Saturday night, and I check, there's a WhatsApp message. Anyway, it's come through to this work WhatsApp group. It's a picture message. Now, I've looked at the picture message, and it quite clearly is not meant for a work WhatsApp group. This is the type of picture message that goes out on a Saturday night when someone's got plans in mind. Yeah, it was definitely not work-related, unless you work at RedTube. That's the only way this could possibly have been a work-related... It was not good. It's a fun way to learn about your co-workers, too.
Yeah.
Is this male or female? Can you narrow it down?
It's male.
No wonder you're not impressed then. Okay. Otherwise, you'd be celebrating bells and whistles.
He wouldn't have told anyone if it was a female.
All right, keep it quiet, boys. So this has come through. And a couple of disturbing things about the photo. One, the eye contact with the camera. I mean, seriously, it just really was quite disturbing.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I reply to the message. And I say, I don't remember us discussing this at our last meeting. So then the next morning, a message comes back from the guilty person.
Yep.
Really, you know, really embarrassed. He starts by saying, I just want to address the elephant in the room. Now, I'm here to tell you, it was far from an elephant in the room. says, I want to address the elephant in the room. But get this, he says, that was meant for another group. Not an individual, another group.
I'm
thinking, dude, what are you involved in?
Casting the net wide.
Yeah.
So remind me to steer well clear of that other group.
I'm looking forward to this project you're working on.
I'm looking forward to our next meeting because we've all learned a little something about each other over the weekend. But we've all slipped up at some point. I'll go a quick funny story for you. My wife used to work at the project. She was a senior producer at the project on Channel 10.
Right.
And part of her job every week is she would send out a planning grid to all staff at Channel 10 and all staff at the project. And it just told people what was coming up over the next month on the project.
Yeah.
Now, at this particular time, my wife and I were trying to get pregnant. And she sent to all staff at Network 10 and the project, not the project's planning grid, but her fertility calendar that she meant to send to me, and she sent it to everyone. So there I can't even tell you how embarrassed she was. And I'm walking around Channel 10 about 2 weeks later, and some bloke stops me, looks at his watch and says, shouldn't you be home about that?
The job's on, Limo. Come on.
Exactly.